Path of Distractions, episode number 156.
Yeah.
My name is Chris Ferricchio, and I'm here with Travis Baum.
Hey, what's up?
And Jeff Chorney.
What up?
Normal crew today. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's back.
I gotta say, though, man, Nico did an awesome job last week.
Yeah, Nico was fun to have on the show, man.
Kill9 was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They were both great.
Absolutely. Well, cool, man. So, this is episode 156. We're talking about Black Friday today. Before that, we're going to do some distractions and maybe a little news. We haven't really thought about it yet. And then we're going to do, after that, we're going to do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So let's get started. Travis.
Hello.
What's up, buddy? How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Getting back into the puppy dog phase. You know, since we got the new dog, it's craziness. It's starting from scratch from where we were with Bella. And it's
shitting on the floor.
It's bittersweet, yeah. You know, because when you have all the nice cuddly moments, you also have plenty of the picking up poop on the carpet moments. It's like, okay, when is it going to quit? So, but other than that, honestly, nothing really big has been coming along. We have a couple of projects that we have concerning in this business. We're not quite ready to announce it yet. Maybe next week. But we got some cool things in a pipeline that we're almost ready to announce, so I'm really excited to put that out there. But other than that, like I said, just nothing really special. So before we move on to Jeff, guys, in this bar, what are we drinking? Jeff, what are you drinking, buddy?
I'm going with the staple, vodka water with lemon.
Yeah. Interesting. Tasty. Chris?
Water, dude. I don't have any alcohol in my house right now.
Really?
Yeah. Kind of sucks.
Plenty. I just have this thing in my house where people just will have a little shindig at the house, and everybody leaves their booze.
Yeah, like I haven't had those kinds of shindigs at my
house. Jason's done it like 14 times, and even Glenn left his sweet tea vodka, but I'm not drinking that. I started out, we were running late tonight, but I started out at 9 o'clock with a Bloody Mary, and then I'm polishing that off with a Yingling Lager. Real tasty beer.
Cool. It is.
Yeah. It is good. So, moistens the palate. Jeff, your turn.
I'm just happy to be fucking back online, basically. Back to the whole internet world with both our computers being down for like almost 2 weeks now, I guess.
So you're saving up for a new PC, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's like my next big purchase for sure.
Okay.
I need one. Like, pretty bad. Pretty bad. But, I mean, Tanya's has this weird problem. Her laptop, for some reason, the power cord's always just break. This is like her fourth one now. Yeah, she hasn't had one that's lasted like a year.
What happened to the other one?
It just stopped working. Just one day, it just decided not to work. So, we had to get another one. I don't know where she's ordering them from or what, but...
I thought an email thread that it said you had a virus and...
My computer has a virus.
Yeah, yeah, what came into my head was like, dude, you need to quit fucking up your computer with that porno. And get your priorities straight.
Yeah, no. That one's mine's been messed for a while, actually. Then one day, actually, it was the episode we had Justin on. We remember that I had to restart it. Remember there was something wrong with my computer, and I was like, fuck, I have to restart it. Ever since then, it's just will not turn on. And the funny part is, I had the same problem probably about 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And I just, Tony did something with it, fixed it, and basically said, it should be fine. So, as long as you don't, like, turn it off kind of thing. So I basically did not turn it off until that day when I had to reboot it. And then, yeah, it's been screwed. And now we can't get it up and running at all. So, yeah, I'm stuck using this thing until we buy a new one. But, yeah.
Hugs.
As long as it's in the cards, man. As long as it's
exactly.
in the cards.
Exactly. So, hey, well, Christmas is coming up, Chris. So, hey, what's up?
I'll get right on that, buddy.
Awesome.
But no, right after I pay off my repairs for my car from last year.
Yeah, that seems kind of important.
Yeah.
No, that's it for me, man. What about you, Chris?
Not much over here, man. Just really starting to get sick of my job. So,
ooh.
Yeah, I'm in that mode now.
Yeah. Like, is it time for a new job, or is it just kind of a phase?
I don't know. It might be a phase. I don't think I'm going to do anything until after the holidays. But
right. So nothing drastic. You're not gonna go in there like flipping out on everybody and
fucking quit.
Yeah,
kiss my ass. No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna wait until after the holidays and see how things are going, and then from there. And then
he's gonna wait till Christmas is paid off, and then it's
on. That's right. But yeah, I mean, besides that, doing okay. You know, last week I talked about my aunt being in the hospital, and I got some people that, you know, sent me their thoughts and stuff like that, and I really appreciate that. Little update: she is still in the hospital. She's been there for like 2 weeks now. She has a broken vertebra in her back. I don't know which one it is, but it's supposed to be like mm-hmm. the most painful one that you can have broken. So she's 80 something years old. So they can't do surgery on her because, you know, she's not going to survive the procedure. But they did something where, you know, they kind of put, it's almost like they inject padding around the vertebrae so it doesn't hurt as much. So they got her pain under control, and now they're going to send her to like this rehab center. So things are looking better right now. So it's been a rough couple That's weeks, good. But you know, as of yesterday and today, things are finally starting to look better.
Good.
They actually got her up and let her walk around a little bit today. And, you know, hopefully, this rehab will work out and she'll be home for Christmas. That's what we're hoping.
Awesome. Hopefully.
Well, best wishes, dude. Yeah.
I hope so. All right, cool. Let's talk about some games, guys.
Yeah.
Jeff, I want you to go first this week.
Oh, man. I'm playing a lot. I'll just do, like, new stuff, basically. The Noble Mac Pack came out for Halo Reach on Tuesday.
How was it?
I love it, dude. It's actually the first map pack I've bought on day one, as far as I can recall, anyway.
Yeah.
Because of all the hype, everyone's saying it's, like, well, of course, it's, like, when Bungie was saying it's some of the best maps we've ever made, but then after reading some like reviews and stuff, mm-hmm. so I got them and so did Glenn. So we hopped on last night to give them a try, and I gotta say, all three of them are pretty damn slick. One of them, Anchor 9, is they're going for like remember the pit level from Halo 3?
Oh, from 3, yeah, that's one of the best maps. Yeah,
yeah, it's not a remake at all, but they wanted to go have the same feel, so a bunch of like good lines of sight, but also if you were being attacked, you had a bunch of areas you can run to stop getting shot at, which is, there's not too many maps in Halo that are really like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, the pit had a really good amount of cover, but it had a great, and it had some wide open spots, but it had a great mix of those wide open spaces, but more, they have a lot of corridor areas, and then there's some multi-layered areas where there's like a top floor and a bottom
like
floor too.
And stuff like that.
It was
yeah.
a perfect map.
That's
like,
exactly
the pit
what
was
this
one of
is
my
like.
Favorite. Yeah, that sounds really interesting.
About the same size, too. Pretty much the same weapon loadout. And also, there's a one part, like, on one side of the map where you walk out of the base, because you're basically in a, I don't know, it's kind of like some kind of, like, space station thing. And you go outside, and it's, like, the low gravity that was, like, in that one level in the campaign.
Right.
And you're jumping around. That's where the rocket launcher is. And outside, you can see, like, you can see Reach, and you see, like, all these, like, spaceships flying around, like explosions going off. So you see this whole like view, which looks really badass. And everyone come out there and they start fighting, and everyone's like jumping really high and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of big clusterfuck, but it was definitely a lot of fun. Like we only played a few matches. Unfortunately, we couldn't get the new maps on the regular hoppers, like in Team Slayer and stuff like that. So we had to actually do the Noble Map Pack hoppers. So we jumped into that, and the problem with that is I think it's 12 people or 14. Actually, I can't remember the matches you up with. So no matter what, that's a pretty small map. It's probably meant for like 4-on-4 more than anything.
Right.
But when you have like 6-on-6 or 7-on-7, it's pretty crazy, and it gets kind of frustrating because you don't live too long in a smaller map with that many people.
Right.
But no, it was fun. And then the other one's Tempest, which you only got to play once, and that was the one that was kind of like the mid-size map,
mm-hmm.
Kind of a cross between like Valhalla and Halo 3. Plus, maybe, like, I don't know. That's probably the best. It kind of looks like that. There's two bases on each side when there's, like, water in it, like a river kind of going through, and man cannons and stuff.
Right.
Seems pretty cool with vehicles and stuff. And the third map is Breakdown, which is the new invasion map, which is by far the best out of all the invasion maps. Because it doesn't... it's big, but you know how the other invasion maps where when you get to a certain objective, it just pushes the map forward, and you don't really go back to the other sections. This one's not really like that. It's like, you unlock a certain part when you do your objective, then it opens up around you, but then you have another objective where you're kind of staying in that kind of same area. So even though the map is getting bigger, there's different objectives where will be different places, so you're still using kind of like the entire map. There's like lots of vehicles and stuff, and it was huge. Of course, we didn't get to play actually Invasion on it, but we did play like Team Slayer, and there's one other, I think, game type we played on there.
Yeah.
But it was cool. I mean, it's 800 Microsoft points. That seems like the standard.
That was my next question. I was going to ask you how much it was. Yeah.
So that's $10. So that's pretty that's much what price, Halo's been at.
Yeah. That's how you price maps, man. Right there.
Better than 15, but
yeah.
It's but yeah, but I mean, hopefully people pick it up. Like more people we know, so we can do some epic Halo nights because they're definitely really good maps, and I want to play with them a bit, a lot more actually. What else are we playing? You guys have well, Chris, you played Dead Nation. Well, I'll wait till you get to you to talk about that.
Okay.
Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit. Oh, I'm going on a racing kick. Remember last year when I went?
Tell me about Need for Speed.
Yes, it looks good.
I'm going on like another race kick last year when I got like Forza 2 and 3 and like the steering wheel and stuff like that. Well, I'm kind of doing the same thing this year. It's like, I don't know if it's a phase or whatnot, but Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit, dude. I've never had this much fun with an arcade racer since Burnout 3. And that, like, well,
rightfully so, right?
Yeah, well, it's made by Criterion, and it's very set up like Burnout 3. It doesn't have the open world thing. There is a free drive mode, but you don't do the events through that. But yeah, same thing as the map, and then it has all the events kind of things on there, and you once you get medals for them, other ones open up kind of thing. You do there's a bunch of different kind of game types, but the main one, or the most fun anyway, are Pursuit and Interception, where Pursuit is you're basically a racer, you're trying to get away from the cops. But as you're trying to get away from the cops, you get things like spike strips and EMPs and stuff. So it kind of adds like a little bit of, I don't want to say kart racing aspect to it, but kind of like a Blur kind of thing. There's nothing like super speed or anything like that besides the nitro, but you can do cool stuff like that. And the other modes are the cops chasing the racers. Then of course there's standard race and time trial and stuff like that. But man, the presentation and the way this game gives you that sense of speed is just you can just Criterion like all the way. They nailed it, and it is just so much fun. And when you're doing the pursuit thing, it puts on this music. It's kind of like an action film, kind of like, I don't know, it's hard to describe, but it suits getting chased or chasing someone.
Right.
And it ups your adrenaline. It's great, and it looks gorgeous. It's one of the best-looking games.
I was watching some videos of it, and it kind of you can kind of see, now, of course, I haven't played it, but you can tell from the videos that Criterion took over the Need for Speed Hot Pursuit series because of, you know, they still do the slow-motion crashes, and when you're the cops and you're making the racers crash, like, you still do very, 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 like, burnout-y type moves and everything.
And every race you can do pays them as, like, a road rage type thing. Like, take out the other cars, take out the cops.
Nice, nice.
And it really does feel like Burnout. Like, if you're used to Burnout and you like Burnout, I can't see any reason why you would not like this game.
Right.
And I like it even more because I just feel that there's more options there and there's more things you can do. I haven't tried online yet, though, but I want to give that a shot because that does look a lot of fun. But, yeah, Chris, if you're looking to get it, or Travis, definitely pick it up at some point.
I've been looking to get it, yeah. I was, as I said, and we had an email thread going, Hot Pursuit is my favorite, like, sub-franchise of Need for Speed.
Oh, absolutely. Me too.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. And there hasn't been one for a while. Like, did they even have one on last gen?
I think they had one on PS2 way back.
Yes.
Way back?
Yes.
It's been a while.
Yeah, but it was before the first Need for Speed Underground, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was a while ago.
Well, they're back and better than ever. It's cool. So much fun.
Yeah, it looked really good at E3, and then I heard some scary stuff about the demo, about how it took forever to load and stuff like that. Is the load time bad in the game? Or
time is not that bad. Then again, I did copy it to the hard drive, so I'm not sure if...
So you have the 360 version, right?
I have the 360 version, So I don't know how long it is, the load times overall, but they're not bad as of now.
Okay.
Now, the cool thing, though, that you know, Criterion did with Paradise was that they, you know, they kind of forewent the you know, menu system for an open world where you just drive to your next quest or whatever you want to do. Going back into menus, that seems to be something that a lot of racing games don't seem to do right. You know, even games like Gran Turismo, still people are still kind of complaining about the menu system. It's not very, you know, eye opening. You know, does Need for Speed suffer from you know kind of bland?
No, not it's bland. It looks nice because I guess the style of it. It's just very simple. They basically give you the map, and then they have the different points on the map where the races start, kind of thing.
Right.
And then you just click on that, and then it brings up a list of the races that you've unlocked and the ones that you need to do. So it's not really, it's not hard to figure out what to do. It's just nothing special. Right. If that makes any sense. And you still got, you can't do everything. Like, one thing I love, like, I haven't seen really much races do it since Forza 3, is that you can basically do anything you could do on the main menu anytime you want in that game, which is really cool. It's basically like bringing up a, what's it called? Like a cross media bar at any time, pretty much, be like, all right, this is what I want to do. But it's, it is pretty basic. And actually, to loading time, what Chris said, the only time that loading times bug me is because this game has an auto log feature, which is basically like a leaderboard thing with all your friends list. It'll tell you before the race. It'll say like, hey, Chris beat this track with this, or beat this race with this amount of time. Try to beat him. And then it'll tell you at the race whether or not you beat him or not.
Right.
So sometimes, this is actually like almost to a fault, I will be racing and I'll screw up and I'll be like, oh, I want to beat that person. I screwed up. I'm going to restart it.
Mm-hmm.
And the restart does take a bit. Like, that takes a bit to load up. Like, it's kind of, it almost feels like it's loading up the entire track again when really it kind of shouldn't, because there's other racing games where it's like, even like Gran Turismo, you click restart and like it's almost like, boom, you're at the start of the race again. That's kind of annoying.
That's unfortunate. Especially coming off of Super Meat Boy, when you're like, instant reload.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I mean, it's not that bad. That's only going to happen if you're really anal about like screwing up or whatnot, because the game's really forgiving. Like, I mean, it's got crazy elastic AI, so almost every race feels close, even though like, you never really feel like you're going to just destroy the competition. Like,
now, you said you actually liked that about this game.
Go ahead.
I just hate elastic AI. I really do.
This is why I love it, though, because the game is so kind of like action-packed, and it's meant to get your adrenaline flowing. So much stuff happens around you and cars whizzing by and other cars and like oncoming traffic that it keeps you engaged on the race, and cool stuff happens. Like, there's been numerous times where a cop will be coming up and I'll think, oh crap, he's going to try to hit me, but really he's going after the car like right in front of me. They'll smash into each other, a car will start rolling, and then I'm like, oh crap, if I don't hit the nitro here and like speed up, I'm going to crash right in. And this was one time where literally there's a car like flipping, and as I went right, like, I was like, I'm going to crash into this thing, but I hit nitro, and it was a fluke, but the car kind of jumped a bit, and I went right underneath it. And I'm like, that shit is awesome, because that would have never happened if, like, because I was
in
first place.
Do they have, like, replay saves? Because that's one of the ones that should have been up on YouTube or something.
I'm pretty sure they do have replay saves.
That's awesome. There you go.
Like, stuff like that happens all the time because of this, because there's always, it makes sure there's always stuff going on, and, like, even though you never feel like you're going to win, you never really feel like you don't have a chance, because it'll let you know, like, there's no laps. It's basically like a set circuit, like from point A to point B. So it'll tell you like 1 mile left till the end of the race. And at that point, you know, like, okay, I'm in third place. And then you'll be like, okay, now I look like I'm catching up to these cars pretty easily. So it is pretty lenient that way if you have a decent car. It just kind of keeps it just keeps stuff happening around you almost at all times, just to kind of keep you engaged. And I think it's the best in terms of elastic AI, which I usually hate, like you, Chris, in this game, it just works so well because it adds so much to it. And I've enjoyed
that makes
it
sense.
So much.
That makes sense.
It's pretty cool. But then, hey, you mentioned it already, and I picked up Gran Turismo 5, which I thought I wasn't going to, and I did. Because I always buy Gran Turismo. I was buying in the hype. And I actually picked up a Logitech wheel with it as well, because, I mean...
The $299
So now
wheel?
You have...
No, God, no. Not that
so now one. You have a wheel for both systems?
I do have a wheel for both systems, so yeah. But,
congratulations, Jeff, you're that guy.
Yeah, I couldn't play a sim. There's no way. I'm like, I can't play a sim without a wheel. This is like, especially after playing Forza 3 with one. All right, GT5. Okay, right off the bat, let's talk, because one thing that Gran Turismo always did was set a high bar for the visuals. So I guess we'll talk about that first. This game, at times, is beautiful, the best-looking sim game I've ever played, and at times it's just like, it looks like an up-res PS2 game.
I've heard that before, that they just basically... They actually reused assets from the PS2 version and just upped the res.
Exactly. Because what they did was they have like 1,000 cars in the game. Only 200 or so are premium models, which are the ones that they basically built from the ground up. Like thousands, but like probably, I don't even have hundreds of thousands of polygons in each one. But they look awesome. The reflections on the cars look amazing on these ones. The damage on them is really great. But the other 800 or so are just like the up-res ones from like Gran Turismo 4, I'm guessing.
Right.
Because they just look, like, in comparison, look awful. Like, if there's no premium cars on the track with you, and it's all the down-res ones, whatever, like the old models, it doesn't look awful, it just looks, they just look out of place. And some of the tracks are kind of the same way. And it doesn't help when the shadows on all the cards, doesn't matter what it is, they're really jaggy and flickery. And that's the only time where I really, like, it doesn't really bother me when I'm driving, because you don't really pay attention to that, but when you're watching, like, replays, you'll see, oh, this, you know, the car's coming around this turn, it looks so awesome, and all of a sudden you'll see, like, the shadows, and they kind of flicker, and they're just jaggedy, and they're just kind of like, oh, yeah, this is a video game, because other than that, it looks like the real damn thing driving around. So I kind of wish that they said, F the 1,000 cars, let's just make 500 and have them all awesome.
But it wouldn't be Gran Turismo.
Well, I guess not.
But real talk, though, people would bitch. If there were only 500 cars, people would bitch.
Yeah, I know. They totally would. But I don't know. I guess just because
it's
the first time.
I'm sorry. That's unexcusable, man. This game takes, what, 6 years?
6 years.
Six years to come out? I mean, your competition has pretty much brought out its entire franchise while you're making this one game.
Yeah,
and
much.
When you're putting, you're going to sit there and tout over 1,000 cars. Yeah. But if you want a premium car, like from top to bottom, even the cockpit view of a car, you're only gonna get a fifth or a sixth of those cars that have that. That's unexcusable.
Yeah, it's.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people say, well, we knew about that. I'm like, well, that's great to know about it, but it doesn't help the fact that it just makes the game overall not look as polished. Right. Like, I'm sure once I get higher in levels, it's basically going to be all premium cars on the tracks, and more than the majority of the tracks will be, like, ones that they actually totally redid, which I think it'll look awesome at that point, but I'm just not at that point yet, the graphics are awesome. I mean, it's got the replays look awesome, the photo mode looks really freaking good.
You're right.
But you can tell when you take your photo, it renders it, basically, and adds in, like, kind of special effects, and I'm sure they up the res and everything, because you set your basically framing for the photo, you click it, and then it loads for a while. So you can tell it's doing something, because if not, it would just be like, all right, here's your photo, boom, like, as it is. But it looks freaking awesome, and very, very impressive. What was I going to say about it? Okay, one thing, well, the driving is amazing, and it does feel better overall, than if I were to compare it to some like Forza 3. Like, Forza 3 did control really well, but Gran Turismo totally, like, it's just feels more right. Like, I'm no car connoisseur or anything like that, but I feel like I have more control over the cars in Gran Turismo than I did in Forza 3. And I turn the assist off in both of them. So, but I mean,
now,
then again,
here's a question that I have about Gran Turismo.
Mm-hmm.
Is the AI still a...
Yes.
Ugh.
But I've heard conflicting things. Where I'm at in the game, yes. They basically race the same line every time. Like, if you...
I hate that
race,
shit. It's like the AI doesn't have any intelligence at all. They just run the line, and they don't care what's around them.
Yeah, and people... I think people, talking to some people online, they get difficulty and AI, good AI, mixed up. Like, you can still have great AI, but have a race be easy. It's just make them drive more realistic, and... When a car's taking me out around a corner, that's not good AI. That's it trying to get back in its line. Because in racing, for most people that follow any types of racing, I'm not even a huge racing fan, that's frowned upon, taking out other drivers. Like, you don't do it. Like, you don't, it's just something, like, you can get, I know I'm pretty positive you can get kicked out of, like, stuff like Daytona and F1 and stuff like that for, like, doing that stuff on purpose. So it's not like they program these cars to take you out. It's just them trying to get back on the line, it kind of happens here or there. But there's one race near the beginning where I did about four times just because I was grinding for money, and there's a car in front, that started in front of me, this black Civic, and every single time off the line, it would go and then swerve a little bit. And every single time it did that, no matter what happened. So right away I was like, oh, it's the same AI. But people are saying when you level up and get to a certain point, the AI does get better. But... Hmm. To me, that doesn't make sense. Why would you unlock AI, or why would the AI get better? Not talking difficulty, but more realistic in terms of having a mind of their own sort of thing, the better, the higher you get in the game. Why don't you just have all the cards programmed with great AI?
I agree.
I'm asking the same questions. And now hearing this stuff, it's kind of blowing my mind a little bit, because I'm not a fan of the racing sims at all. So all I'm going by is what, you know, people that I know that have played this game, they treat this game like it's the Bible, like this is the end-all, be-all of racing sims. You know, so that's what I hear. And, you know, when you hear this much praise about a racing sim, this game is taking 6 years to make. Like, they keep pushing the release date back and back because they want to make it perfect. They want it to feel, look, and sound perfect. And then on top of that, you know, it gets delayed again. But, guys, we're adding karts. We're adding NASCAR. We're adding all this stuff. And it makes me think, okay, now listening to you and hearing this, That shit sounds like it's just tacked on.
To me, it sounded like they had the whole prologue thing. Remember before this, they had the GT HD?
Right.
To me, it sounds like they basically had GT5, and they were like, let's just throw on GT HD as well for content. Mm-hmm. Because that would make sense with the up-res stuff. But it's just not like I hate it. I really do. Like, I'm having a lot of fun with it. Like, actually, like, right now there's a B-spec mode, which I'm pretty sure was in 4, too, where basically you just have someone else race for you and you get money. So I've been sitting here, you just hit a button and you just let it race for you. And, you know, so I'm making money sitting here, like, grinding. And this is my number one thing, which people who like the GT series will not complain about this. Or people who haven't played, like, another one. Like, I know so many people that... even who have 360s refuse to buy Forza 3 because they just was waiting for GT. They want Gran Turismo. They want Gran Turismo. I played all the Gran Turismos. I played all the Forzas. And one thing that always stopped me from playing was you get to a certain point where you're going through the events and you have to look for specific cars to qualify for those events.
Yeah.
And so I'd get tired of doing that. I'd be like, okay, I go into dealership, like, oh, what do I need? Okay, front wheel drive, it's got to be between what horsepower? Okay, it's got to be what year? And that just drove me insane. And I'd usually stop playing them. And that includes all of them, Forza and GT. And Forza 3 came out with that whole thing where after you're done an event, you can do one of four things. You can go to the calendar and pick an event and do it the same way I'm just describing, where you have to go find your car. Or it'll pop up with two things. You want to try a new car, a new track, or something else. So if you pick new track, you can either decide to buy a new car, which will automatically find a race that suits that car, or you pick any car in your garage, and it'll pick an event that car is suitable for. So there's never a stop. You don't have to grind. It's basically you can keep the career moving forward, which I like because I'm not a big car guy, but for people who are car dudes, they might love doing that kind of thing. Like, okay, I got to find this car. Okay, let's take a while to do this, and I guess grind money till we can afford a car to get into this event or whatnot, and that kind of thing. To me, I don't want to do that. That's, I don't know, a kind of an issue.
Yeah, and hearing this, I'm kind of like, man, Split Second was like $30 on Amazon today. I should just get that.
Well, dude, it's like, okay, what I can tell people is if you're a Gran Turismo fan, you'll freaking love it. If you were never a Gran Turismo fan, you likely won't like it. That's just the thing. It didn't really make it any more accessible than the other ones. And I'm not sure if that's kind of like... I know, like, Polyphony is really set in their ways. They don't want to change it. They want to keep it, like, for the hardcore or whatnot. But I can just imagine how many people would buy this game if they had something like that, like something that advances the career mode better than Gran Turismo does for people who don't want to put in the time of, like, 10 minutes looking for cars or 5 minutes looking for cars or racing the same race 4 times in a row just to have enough money to buy that car they want kind of thing. But, I mean, they did, like, the NASCAR is really good. The kart racing is awesome. The go-kart racing is a lot of fun, and surprisingly. And they also have, like, the Top Gear track in there, too, which the first one is so bloody, it's agonizing. You're basically in Volkswagen buses. They're so slow. I think the top speed are, like, 70 miles an hour or something like that. And it's pretty funny, actually. But yeah, I don't know. I'm still gonna play a crap load of it. I actually have some people coming over this weekend. We're just gonna put in like tons of hours into it with the wheel because one of my friends is a huge GT nut. So, cool. if you're a person looking for a sim, like GT nails the sim part down pat for sure, like definitely. But if you want something a little bit more accessible, that's when I'd say go towards more like Forza 3 because you can put on all these assists, you can do all that other stuff. But I don't know, man. They're both good. Gran Turismo's awesome and. I don't know. This whole thing sounded like really, really negative, but I am having a lot of fun with it.
I don't know if you've played it yet or not, but I actually hear the NASCAR stuff is pretty good.
I've only done the beginning NASCAR stuff, which is basically they teach you how to draft, and then I have to wait till I'm 4 levels or 5 driver levels away where I can actually do the first race.
So but the question is though, is it as robust as getting like, you know, the latest iteration of the NASCAR series?
Oh, I doubt it.
Is it as robust? So, like, you know,
it is. I don't know. It looks good and controls well. I don't know how it goes in terms of how many races there are or whatnot. But I doubt it would. I really can't judge because I have never played a NASCAR game. So,
I honestly doubt it would be.
Yeah, I wouldn't think like a whole game dedicated to NASCAR would probably have a little bit more.
Yeah, I agree. I'm guessing. With that.
But I'm sure it's probably the one of the best realistic go-kart racers. There's no red shells or nothing. But
I'm gonna try that out, and I'm gonna see if it actually feels like it does when I go kart in Andretti.
Well, honestly, you'll probably get a kart racer with no rubber banding if you're playing in Gran Turismo.
That's true.
That is very true. That's very true.
Sold.
But yeah, I haven't done online stuff yet. I'm gonna try that stuff out later, and there's other stuff I want to talk about too. But we're gonna take forever if I go on longer with Gran Turismo. But I like it. If you like the series, friggin' pick it up because it's more Gran Turismo, and it's gorgeous when it looks gorgeous and plays really, really well. So,
cool.
I wouldn't be surprised if I have it in my Games of the Year nominees when we do that stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah,
that sounds good.
I think that's it for me,
Travis.
I did new stuff.
Hey, I've been playing more Black Ops.
Big
Chris?
Surprise.
God bops.
That's it?
Chris, go ahead. No, that's it. I've played nothing but Black Ops. Nothing. And I'm not going to bore you guys to tears with it anymore. It's just, it's awesome. I love it. It really is. It's like the best Call of Duty on the console for me. Mm-hmm. It really is. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So,
yeah. Chris.
Seriously? That's all you got?
I'm serious. I've played nothing but Black Ops.
All right.
I played Deus Ex for like 2 seconds. Because it was 99 cents, so I had to
Deus Ex.
Yeah, how else do you say it?
Deus Ex.
Deus Ex.
Deus Ex. Okay, yeah. Well, there you go. Deus Ex. Deus
Nerd
Deus
rage Deus commence.
Fuck you. All
right. No, I played that for 2 seconds. So whatever.
That was almost as bad as Chris and his Gutsman.
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 You leave Gutsman alone, man. I don't know why I started saying it like that. I never liked the way Gutsman sounded, so I just started saying
it. I'm just
so
happy you said that. That was one of my favorite.
Yeah, well, this
moments.
Is an outtake from episode zero, but, like, didn't Jeff, like, have a problem saying, like, strafe? He called it straf? You're strafing?
Strafing?
Yeah, but you called it maybe. You said straf. Yeah, it happened. Don't say maybe. It happened.
Yeah, no, I believe it. I know. People mispronounce shit all the time.
That's right.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah. It happens.
Exactly. A boo.
Okay, Chris, go.
All right. Well, let's start with the big thing first. I beat Enslaved.
Nice. Oh, that's right. I did too. Because it's been it's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks. I know you beat it too.
I did beat Enslaved. Yeah.
Really enjoyed the shit out of this game. You know, outside of all of its faults, outside of its you can't die platforming pretty much unless you stand in front of like something that shoots fire. And you know, outside of the shallow combat and all that stuff. I mean, the story was interesting. The acting was great. It kept you engaged the whole time. The humor was in there, and it was very subtle. And I love the characters. And you know, it's just all around a fun experience. And you know, I got to the end of the game, and you know, I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to play this a little bit more.
Oh, really? Like the actual like go back and. Start from the beginning kind of thing?
Well, not really. I'm going back and I already beat the game on hard. That's the way I was playing it. And I'm actually glad I played it that way because there were very few parts in the game that were, you know, really difficult even on hard. I think the only thing that really got me annoying is there's like those chase sequences and I don't know how they balance it. I'm actually going to find that out relatively soon. I'm not sure how they balance it between like the difficulties, how they do it, but it seemed like they you have to hit every single boost to actually catch up with what you're chasing on hard anyway. So I'm gonna try it out on other difficulties and see what's different about it.
Well, I can tell you right now, like cause based on you know the thread that we were talking about all this week.
Yeah, we have an email thread going.
Yeah, Jeff and I. Didn't have Jeff, you didn't have any problems with any of the chases, right? Because I didn't at all.
Yeah, like, and I think what's going on is that you know, based on like there's a couple of achievements on there that says you know complete this chase in 36 seconds or whatever. I have a feeling that the only way they could do it is that the like on the harder difficulties, the like what you're chasing is moving faster. Than on hard than it is on normal, and stuff something like that. That's what I think is going on. So
which is very odd
Yeah.
It is odd.
But it is a way to make it more difficult. So it's just, I don't want to say it's artificial because it's like, well, what else are you going to do for that? You know?
I guess that's true.
And I got to say, it's a goddamn shame that Lindsay Shaw is not nominated as Trip. Is not nominated for best female performance.
She was so good in this game. I mean, but so is Andy Serkis too. I mean, the two of them, the way they interacted.
I didn't know that was Andy Serkis till I knew he was involved in the game. I thought he was supposed to be a different character. But when I first saw what's his name, Monkey, I didn't think that was him.
Yeah, because he's probably a different character. He's so good at doing voices. You just never know that it's him. It's like I would unless if I didn't know that it was Andy Serkis going into this game, I would not have known it was him. You know, because he's a completely different character with a completely different voice than, like, Bohan, you know?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. I do have to ask, is that girl who played Trip, is that the same girl who played Noriko?
No, it's not.
No, the girl who played Trip, she's, like, I think she's, like, 17. Like, she does Nickelodeon stuff.
I thought
you were
about to say 70.
No, she's, like, 16 or 17. She does Nickelodeion stuff.
She's a kid.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
One of the things that, you know, this is just one of the ways that I can point out how much I enjoy the characters and how they interact. And like, at the very beginning of the game, you know, if you play the demo, it's hard to miss this. It's not really a spoiler at all. No. You play the demo, and Monkey's heading for an escape pod in a ship. And he finally gets to one, and Trip is in it. And she kicks it off while he's still on the outside of it. And he's just, like, grasping for life on the outside of this escape pod.
Yeah.
Later on in the game, there's another scene in an escape pod. And there's three characters in the escape pod. And one of them says, it's kind of cramped in here. And Monkey turns around and says, at least I'm on the inside this time.
This time, yeah.
And the look that Trip gives him is
awesome.
Just priceless. I mean,
it's fuck you. Yeah,
and she just does this, like, psh, whatever,
like,
you know?
Rolling her eyes kind of thing.
Yeah, like, and it's like it's little details like that really make the game that much more interesting for me to play.
That gives a character and gives, like, personality.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's a lot of personality in this game. The whole concept of the story, I'm still trying to grasp it because I was kind of drunk last night when I beat it, so I gotta go back and watch the ending again. But
I don't really know what happened actually. But, you know.
But you know, I mean, overall, it was a fantastic experience. I enjoyed it a lot, and yeah, I'm playing it a little bit more. I'm gonna get some more achievements because I'm just enjoying playing it, so I might as well.
Yeah, it's a cool game, man.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. All right, so last week I talked a little bit about Etrian Odyssey. I didn't really give it as much credit as it should have been given because I didn't really think about how I was going to explain this game. But to get a little bit more into it, not too much, it is the traditional RPG style, but it has, like, this entire quest-based system and, like, gathering missions and stuff like that. So there's all of that in there. The game is fun as shit, and it's very difficult, and it's pissing me off. And I'm actually hoping that I'm going to get an email from Repeat about this, because I am having a lot of trouble with getting money in this game. It's like they have all these, you know, when you get into a fight, you don't get money for fights. You get, like, they drop, like, parts. It's like you'll fight something, and it'll drop a tooth or something like that. And you sell that, and one of the cool things about it is that when you sell these items to the shop, it opens up new items for you to buy. So, you know, it's kind of like as you progress through the game, you're getting new materials for the shop owner to give you new weapons and new armor and stuff. So that's kind of cool. The problem with it is that, you know, you sell this shit for almost nothing. It's like the highest price, like loot that I've sold has been like 28, you know, currency units. It's like, it's EN. I don't even know what EN stands for. Like a decent piece of armor for what I'm looking for right now is like 200 and something. And I've got five characters. It's like, I have three characters that have good armor and the other two have nothing. So, and I am having so much trouble, like, earning money. And on the second floor, they have like these enemies on the map that just, like, pace up and, like, back and forth in one particular point of the map, and you're not strong enough to fight them, so the point is to avoid them. Well, I got to a certain level, and I was like, well, I'm going to give one a shot. I fought it, hard-ass battle. It took me probably like 4 or 5 times to actually get the battle to completed without losing someone. And when I beat him, I got like 2,000 experience points, which is a lot more than anything I've fought so far. And then I sell the item he dropped, and it's like 100. I'm like, really? So that's my biggest issue right now, is that I'm having trouble with the money system, because it doesn't seem like they give you enough to actually progress in the game without grinding like mad. And if I have to grind as much in this game as I did in like Phantasy Star 2 when I played it when I was 12, yeah, I'm just not going to do it. So
that's an in-game recession if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, no shit, dude. It's so, you know, repeat. Fill me in, man. Give me some sort of tip. I want to play this game. I really enjoy it, but this thing with the money's killing me. It really is. So Tuesday, I went over to Jason's house, and this is something that we're going to probably start doing every week. Well, I think we've decided we're doing it every week. So next week, I'm hoping that Travis is going to join us too. But we streamed a couple games that we were playing together, and like with commentary and stuff. We played Splatterhouse.
And oh, God. How awful was that?
It's not awful, but it's not good. it's really not. To be honest with you, the combat is really... It's super mashy. It's, like, more mashy than Enslaved, you know?
Oh, wow.
It's incredibly mashy, the combat, but it's so satisfying. It's, like, they have, like... You can pretty much slow down some of your power moves, like, on command. And it just makes everything more dramatic and gives it more power and everything. And then they've got like these finishers where you grab a dude and you can like rip his head off and shit. It's so super bloody, very fun combat. Satisfying. It's you know, it's button mashy combat, but it's very satisfying. But there are so many little things about the game that get in the way. It's like the camera sucks. For one, it doesn't seem like it's very well balanced, and you know, I don't know. I just think it could have used a couple more months of polish, you know, to just get some of the kinks out. Because there's just a few things about it that make it that bring it down. It's a game I'm gonna buy, just not now. It's probably gonna be like a bargain bin $20 game or something like that. Because it's fun as shit. I had a lot of fun in the time I played it, but it's just some of the things that they do. It's like there was a point where
was it fun just because you played it for like a little bit, like it, or is there any kind of like variety to the gameplay? Because all the videos I see of it just kind of look
it's got a combat, like an upgradable combat system. So I mean you get new moves and shit like that. So I mean hopefully that keeps things a little more interesting. But it's glitchiness that's getting it, you know, and lack of communication of what you're supposed to do next. So I was in a fight with like 6 or 7 dudes. Well, it was more than that. I think Jason counted it out, and I had beaten up like 14 guys, and all of a sudden this door opens. And if you don't go through the door within like 4 or 5 seconds, it closes. And then it's like, then what?
Are you serious? Like,
yeah.
You're screwed?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because I killed a bunch of guys, the door opened, then it closed, and then I got my ass kicked. And then it was the second time that I came in that, like, after I restarted, I beat up all the guys, and as soon as the door opened, I just stopped fighting and ran through the door. And it didn't feel like it gave me the information that was necessary to say, oh, well, I got to go through now, otherwise I'm fucked. And, you know, I don't know.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, sounds great. Seriously, though, it was super satisfying. It's like every time, like, you can just, like, lower your shoulder and just charge through guys, and it tears them up. It was fun to do some of that stuff, but,
yeah,
man. Yeah, I was talking with Jason afterward, and he's like, yeah, I was having a lot of fun with this game until, like, this point. And he goes, now I'm very sad that I paid $60 for it.
Oh, see, actually, you didn't buy it, huh?
Well, yeah. Well, the cool thing is that it comes with... the original 3 games. So
that's cool.
That's pretty cool. And he broke out the original Splatterhouse, and you know,
didn't realize how it wasn't really that good.
No, I thought it was fun watching him. But
actually, I don't want to play the first one. I think I only played the third one. I think.
Yeah, the first one was on.
Which one is on Sega Genesis?
The 2 and 3 were on Sega Genesis.
Okay, I played
part
the
one was
one
on
the
Turbo.
Ones was on that. Okay.
Yeah. And then the other thing that we played on Tuesday night was Dead Nation. And I know that you wanted to talk about this a little bit, Jeff.
Fuck. There we go.
Mute button.
Yep. Yeah, definitely want to talk about that a bit, because I was supposed to jump on with you guys, but I totally didn't realize we were doing it that night.
Okay.
I know we talked about it really briefly in the email thread, and then nothing else was said past that, like a time or anything, so I was like, okay, cool, yeah. I guess we're doing it sometime other time. So I just started downloading it because Jason messaged me. He's like, hey, where are you? I'm like, I guess we're doing this today. So I knew by the time I downloaded it, you guys would be done anyway, so it's not really a big deal.
Right.
But I did download it.
Okay. And, what did you think of it?
I thought it was – I only played the first level and a half or so couch co-op because my buddy was over. We were playing GT before.
That's cool.
And we thought it was – like, well, I thought it was decent. I – didn't see, like, nothing really popped. Okay, I liked it, but nothing really stood out, if that makes sense. Like, nothing made me think this is a great twin stick shooter at all, if that makes any sense.
No, it does.
It was really, really dark, and it was kind of small.
And that was one of the things that I was going to comment on, too. The game was a lot of fun. I was playing with, we were playing with Namashin. We had him on, we played online, and Jason actually had it set up so that the Skype call went over the feed too, so everybody could hear Nobishin playing too. So that was really cool.
Yeah,
but I mean, it was. It's like you said,
voice chat in it right now, is there?
I think there. I'm not sure about that. I thought there was voice chat, but I mean, it's easier to just run Skype than.
No, I'm just saying because I saw people talking about it on Twitter today saying that apparently they're going to patch voice chat in.
Soon,
which to me still blows my mind. Why the hell are games cooperative games online getting released without voice chat?
Well. Same thing could be said as why is PSN not have voice chat built in?
that could be just, blows my mind.
But, I 100% agree with you. I think it's a very basic twin stick shooter. It's fun. There's tons of zombies. The weapons are pretty cool. I'm not sure how big of a fan I am of like having to upgrade the amount of ammo you can carry because it's like, it's a zombie apocalypse game.
Just, it should be a shitload of ammo.
Just give me shitloads of ammo and let me blow shit up. That's what it's all about, you know? But like you said, it's very dark. And most of the time when we were running around, it was like, I have no idea what I'm looking for. You know, it's like, I picked up a health pack. I didn't know that. You know, I just happened to run over it, I guess, because I didn't see it on the screen.
Yeah, it's hard to see. And I don't, I don't know if it's because I was playing cooperative at the gate, and I guess you guys were too. Some things we just didn't know what the hell was going on. Like at some point, a big green circle would kind of just appear.
Right.
Like an outline of circle. And we had no idea what the hell that was. I'm like, are you doing that? He's like, no, I'm not doing that. I thought you were doing that. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I don't know what that is.
I asked Navishin the same thing, and it's basically just to show you guys that you're getting too far away from each other. Because you have to be on the same screen, right? So it's giving you guys an idea of where you are so you can get closer to the middle of the screen and better protect each other, I think. It's just an indication more than anything. I don't think it actually does anything.
Yeah.
The one thing that I did really like about this game is how much effort that they put into, like, the lighting effects. Because those were pretty freaking awesome. So. Yeah.
It is a good-looking game. The explosions even look pretty damn cool.
Yeah, the visually, it's a damn good game.
The only thing is, like, I know... do you have PSN Plus?
I do, yeah.
You do? Okay, so you paid, what, $13 for it?
I haven't bought it, so...
Oh, you haven't bought
it?
We were
at Jason's. Yeah, we were at Jason's.
Because I paid $15 for it. And
yeah, it's
as
a little pricey.
I enjoyed it. I just thought, well, Lara Croft... Sorry, silent.
Get it right.
Yeah, it's also $15, and not in terms of how much fun you're gonna have with either one. That's seems to me like a much more, not necessarily polished game, but just more content there.
Yeah,
for
more substance.
For $15, more substance for the buck. But
yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
I can't see myself playing it single player. I'll be honest. Like
I definitely think it's a multiplayer experience.
Yeah,
which actually confuses me a little bit more because I really thought that it was a 4-player game.
So it's three?
It's two. No, it's a two-player
only. Oh, it's only two.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that surprised me. I was like, this, you know, I don't see why this couldn't have, like, I mean, the PS3 could have easily handled it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I understand why they would.
Design choice, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
I'm enjoying it. I want to put more into it. How long is the game? Do you know how long it is?
I don't know. Like we played three chapters. It's like I played the first one, and then Jason played, and then I played again. I mean, we had fun with it. Nobishin was he had played it before, so he was giving us, like, tips on, you know, what to do and stuff like that. And I think the weapon upgrade system is pretty cool. I'd rather not
you
have
upgrade
to
upgrade fast too, which I like.
Yeah, you get money pretty damn forever. Quick. It's like like by the second stage, my rifle is maxed. So, and the rifle is the unlimited ammo weapon, so that's what you're using most of the time. And then, you know, shortly after, I had my shotgun like almost maxed.
Yeah. So,
but it's pretty cool.
It is pretty light. Like people will say, it's a top-down kind of Left 4 Dead, and it really is. I mean, like, you throw a flare, all the zombies run to the flare.
Yeah.
And it's like, just they all sit there and they have the gather around it.
They have their version of the boomers, which actually explode.
Yeah.
So that I thought that was interesting, but yeah, I see that. It's very much a top-down Left 4 Dead, and it was fun. I just don't know if it was $15 fun.
Yeah, it's good. It's definitely one of the probably better PSN games so far this year, I guess. I don't know if I'd call it like an A plus or AAA title or anything like that. But
no, definitely not. I mean, it's if I were to rate, well, I'd have to play it more. But right now, my initial impression would probably be like minor distraction.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
I want to complete it. I want to beat it. So even if they don't have a thing in soon, if anyone wants to play co-op, we can Skype it up because that always works.
Yeah, I don't. Sure. I definitely wouldn't actually rate it right now. But if I had to say something now, that's what I would say. But I have a feeling it'll probably get better. More satisfying when you get the bigger weapons. I hear there's I saw like a tip pop up on Twitter, and they said, you know, forego the flamethrower for like the blade gun or something like that. I don't know if there's actually something that shoots like blades out. But
that'd be cool.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Cut people in half and shit.
So yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, that's it for me. Good stuff. That was Tuesday night, and I guess you guys can hopefully check that out on Justin TV. We're gonna probably do that every week. Tuesday starting at 9 o'clock. It'll be two or three of us at Jason's place, just kind of chilling out, just playing whatever games we've got that are relatively new. So, and you know, Tuesday is PSN day, so there's going to be a lot of times where we grab a new PSN game and just give it a shot. So there you go. Join us. All right, cool. You guys got any news to talk about?
No, not that I know of. After
I mean, the only thing that I saw that kind of, you know, really drew my attention was, I mean, as much as we don't like it, Kinect, 2.5 million sold in 25 days. I mean, you're looking at, in the eyes of just the $150 price tag of the Kinect itself,
yeah,
you're
that's a lot of money.
$375 million.
Was that sold through or shipped?
Well, they're saying sold
that
through.
That is sold.
Which,
and of course, that came from Microsoft. That's their words. I mean, yeah. So
but they can't be,
you know,
too far off because they can't lie. Because a public company can't lie and go out and lie about numbers, because investors can. It'd be like fraud, basically.
Yeah. So if and I'm sure they're counting Xbox bundles as well.
Yeah.
But just looking at $150 Kinect standalones by itself, $375 million. That is a shitload of Halo credits, man.
That is, I could have bought my we could have bought our, what's it called, armor, or
your pestilence. All of them. You could have bought all of them.
Exactly, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't move, so
I mean,
like Sony.
Good for Microsoft, man. They, you know what? They did a good job.
They marketed the shit out of $500 million for marketing. Hell yeah, they better sell a lot.
They're going to sell a shit ton. Yeah. But I mean, didn't Sony come out like the next day and they've sold like 4.2 million?
4.1 million, and they said that was a shipped number. But
yeah,
said,
that was shipped.
They also said that that retailers are keep ordering them. And you know, a lot of people are saying, you know, oh bullshit, it's not, there's no shortage. But I guess I can tell you guys now, Amazon doesn't have any.
Yeah.
They don't. They don't have any of this. Well, they have like the bundles.
I know the controllers are sold out a lot of places. Like
the standalone controllers are sold out.
I see the regular bundles everywhere.
Yeah, the bundles around.
That could be what, like, I don't know, because that could just be like depending on where you live. Because I know listening to the Giant Bomb, Jeff Gerstmann was saying he couldn't find a Kinect anywhere, standalone Kinect, like anywhere when he tried to go and buy one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there like, everywhere I've been, like even when I was in Atlanta, like Best Buy had a shit ton of them.
They were
them,
all
like,
over
you know,
the place.
Around,
yeah, Kinect was everywhere when we were here.
Yeah, yeah, I saw it. I didn't see it sold out anywhere. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess it just depends where you live. And whenever a company, Sony Microsoft, says we've sold out everywhere, the demand is way too high, I don't believe it, because there's always somewhere you can find. Unless it's like a system launch, that shit rarely ever happens.
Yeah. Right.
Especially when they say, hey, we want to sell 5 million Kinects by the end of the year. Really? And you're saying there's a shortage, and this is your prediction? Like, way to go.
Yeah,
like,
good job. Yeah.
Something
good job
doesn't
on that.
Work there. Yeah.
Yeah. And, exactly. And really, I don't think they're going to make that number. Well, they might with Christmas. They might
at
with
the
Christmas.
End of the year.
Mm. Yeah, they might, man. If they've already done if it's true and they've already done 2.5 million in 25 days and there's still 2 months left. Well,
yeah,
at the point it was at the time they released. Yeah, I guess in like a month and a half.
That's pretty
I don't think they'll hit five, but I think they'll probably get in 4 point something, yeah. Most likely.
Probably.
Have you guys seen the hacking stuff people have been doing with Kinect?
Oh, yeah. Someone played Super Mario Brothers with it.
Yeah.
It's showing off some of the cool stuff they can do with that tech.
I just hope the developers can find some cool stuff.
Yeah, I know. No shit.
Technology.
Then we might actually have a reason to buy it, because right now there isn't
one. With 2.5 million sold in 25 days, hopefully that'll be if anything, a silver lining for us who are wanting some hardcore games or at least some good ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
this will have developers push in that direction.
News as well is there's two rumors of the Spike VGAs that Epic's going to announce a Gears of War Kinect game, and then a Forza Kinect game. Which I hope, for both of these sake, they're not traditional games that control with Kinect, because that would
spin-offs?
Just
I don't know how Gears.
I would like a spin-off that. Like,
no, that's what I'm saying. You want it to be a spin-off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I want it to be a spin-off, something that makes sense to use with Kinect. Yeah. Like, Forza, and even if Forza is a spin-off of Forza, I don't know how you really do a spin-off of a racing game, but I hope it's not hold your hands out like a steering wheel, because everyone hates that shit.
Yeah,
I don't think there's a single person who likes that. Like, I liked what they showed off at E3, the whole walking around the car thing. That looked pretty cool. If they can somehow put that into it, I don't know how they would. But, hey, no, maybe these are two games that might get hardcore people to bite, but I don't know.
Hmm.
I doubt it. I doubt people like us would probably rush out and buy one, unless it's really impressive. But there's probably a lot of Gears of War fans out there that just, you know, love their Gears. And
it would have to have a really, really strong showing for me.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It would have to blow my socks off, yeah.
Yeah, something that hasn't been done. Like, I don't want to sit there and pretend I'm holding a gun. That is.
Yeah, I don't think that would work. And how would you do like, cover with Kinect? You know, it's just not going to work.
Yeah, well, another podcast I were suggesting maybe it's like an RTS, like it's but in the Gears of War world. So it's basically like you're kind of controlling the units and like everything with like your hands, telling like where to go and all that stuff. And that would kind of make sense. But then again, this is all speculation.
Yeah.
So we can hope for whatever. We can hope that it fucking sends us $1 billion, but you know, just speculation. I don't even know why I said that. That didn't even make fucking sense.
It was a very Jeff thing to say. It's fine.
Anywho, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any
other
more
stuff
friends.
That happened this week too, but I can't remember.
I have one very, very important one.
Okay.
And we'll see how important
this
sense is.
All right.
Did you guys hear about what happened with
the
PETA?
Bird's the word? Do I care?
They got mad at Super Meat Boy or something.
And
they made
Super Tofu Boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, are you serious?
I am serious.
Although that is kind of clever. Wow, that's just retarded.
Didn't the Meat Boy developers like strike back again?
Oh, big time. They
call it like Super Dead Cat Boy or
well,
something.
Well, it's
like
not
that.
Even
something
it's
ridiculous.
Not even dude, they go farther than that. It's they put a post up. They put a post up saying basically PETA is much more well known than Super Meat Boy, so this is like actually good advertising for them.
Yeah, hell yeah. Right.
And
sure.
Then you know, they went on to say that, you know, it's like I don't know who did the post, but he basically said that he was an animal control officer and all this other stuff, and that he empathizes, and he was a vegetarian for a while, and he goes, and then he says, but he has a problem with PETA and the way they do
steak.
Things. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He has a problem with PETA and the way they do things.
Okay.
And at the end, he basically ended it with this: how many PETA members does it take to change a light bulb?
Oh, I did hear about this. Yeah.
None. PETA can't change anything. That's just like a smack in the face. And to top it all off, earlier today, or like, I think it was earlier today, they added Super Tofu Boy to Super Meat Boy on Steam.
Nice.
So you can actually play as Tofu Boy.
That's pretty funny.
That's so nice.
And to apparently, to actually, to use him, you when you get to the character select screen, you put in PETA files. And it's pretty funny. They have
that's brilliant.
It is, and they have like a video up of Tofu Boy on the first stage, and he can't finish the first stage. It's really bad.
That's funny.
They were putting up like tweets about how he's malnourished and shit like that. And there's like pros and cons on the site. It's like Tofu Boy, pro, inflated ego, con, not actually as effective as he thinks he is.
Oh, wow.
So it's funny to watch them actually play with the character because he runs like super slow. He can't jump very high. It's just ridiculous. It's yeah, absolutely
that's
ridiculous.
It's a great testament to the development team they have. Really creative, yeah, witty, yeah, and smart guys over there.
Absolutely.
That's good stuff.
They funny. I mean, they just keep getting more points in my book. I mean, I'm so glad I bought this game. Even if I never play it again, which I know I will eventually, but even if I never play it again, I'm glad I bought it just so I could support these guys.
Yeah.
I hear you.
And as much stuff as PETA does to people, like, it's just so great for a developer like that just to look at them square in the face and just say,
Who gives a shit?
You didn't see that shit coming, did you?
Fuck those guys.
I was waiting for it. I figured you were
doing
something.
I was like, where is this going to be leading here?
Anyway.
They were also saying,
news. Fuck you.
Fuck
thank you, PETA.
Thank you.
All right, school and break.
All right, let's do that. We'll come back. We'll talk about Black Friday, then new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hell yeah. It's time to wake up.
Hello, Internet. I wanted to take a second and talk to you guys about...
Hey, what you doing?
Kind of in the middle of something, working on promoting the podcast, you know?
Really? That's what we're calling it now?
It's kind of...
Really? It's just an hour and a half of two huge dorks and a Mexican bullshitting about movies, music, and video games live on the internet every Thursday.
As I was saying, you can check us out at www.x...
Hey, buddies. What are you guys doing?
Recording a promo for the podcast, or at least trying to, without you guys fucking interrupting me.
Is that really what we're calling it now? I mean, really, it's just an hour and a half for two white bitches and me... talking about musics, movies, and video games, and it's broadcast every Thursday.
Just go to expletivedeletedpodcast.com. Fuck.
And welcome back.
You welcome back.
In before 20.
Oh, shit. All right, so we're in that time of the year where we started doing the obligatory questions of the week. And first one is, of course, Black Friday. So we asked you guys what you guys got, and you responded. So Travis is going to tell us what you guys got for Black Friday.
Playing Fan says, to answer your question of the week, hell yeah, I got some serious loot. Nothing big like TVs or laptops this year, though. This year, I ventured to my local Target, or Target, at 3 a.m. There, I picked up Need for Speed Hot Pursuit for the PS3 for 35 clams.
Nice.
Mass Effect 2 for 13. Ooh. And Watchmen Director's Cut Blu-ray for 8. And a 2 terabyte USB hard drive for 60 bones.
Nice.
For this bad. Cyber Monday, I picked up the limited edition of BioShock 2 for the PC for only $20.
Okay.
Thanks. Keep up the great work, Plank Fan. That's some serious loot right
Dude,
there. I like
two,
that.
Two terabyte hard drive?
USB hard drive, yeah.
That's yeah, nice. That's for $60. That's good, yeah. Man.
That's the hot stuff right
that's
there.
That's crazy.
All right, we're going to jump into a voicemail with our man Mike, PSN the Deuce 08.
Hey, this is Mike, PSN 08, calling in for the question of the week. Okay, for Black Friday, I went on Amazon and picked up a cheap copy or cheap amount I paid for Bayonetta. I know it's a bad game for the PS3, but what the hell for $13?
No, they fixed it.
They patched it, yeah.
Mostly. And I got that in a couple of days, which was
probably patched
to be
load
5 days, but
a little bit.
I picked it up early. Second game I picked up was Final Fantasy 13. Yeah, I sold it so I can go get bloopity blops, as they call it, on Irrational Passions. But I picked that game up again, because I want to finish it. And then I rated the PSN 50% off deal. I picked up the Minis Monopoly.
Okay.
I also picked up Joe Danger, which
nice.
I'm trying to beat a five spot from PS Nation, score of 83 million on the first level, which I'm having a hard time of doing. Okay, I passed Trick Man Terry, but who knows. But then the most addicting game of all, Pac-Man Championship. Yes.
That might be the new truth right there.
It is so addictive.
I need to try this damn game.
I just got sick after a while playing it. I don't know. Here, I'll let this person tell you what happened.
Oh my god.
Okay, that's enough of that. That's what I ended up with.
Yes, it was.
Then I know that you got a chance to go from out of this big old train of ghosts to gobble up the dot to get the big old score.
Gobble
them. Because it's score chaser again. So, yeah, those are the games I picked up. And, wow. I think I spent my Christmas money for the year. I'm not buying any more games this year. So, hopefully you guys are going to pick up one of them games too. Hopefully Pac-Man, either or system.
Probably.
Pac-Man is the game to get. And if you only have a PS3, also pick up Drone Danger. Okay, this is Mike, PSN08. Signing up.
Cool. Thank you, Mike.
Am I the only one who... I didn't get the whole song reference because I didn't really hear the lyrics.
It's Pac-Man Fever.
Oh, shit. Was that what it was?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that makes sense because I really couldn't hear it.
Do you know anything?
Apparently not.
Well, I know someone who knows an awful lot, and that's our buddy Dale Coolis. He says, I did brave the madness and partake in a little Black Friday shopping this year. Nothing online, though, even though Amazon had a few tempting deals. I saved up for Walmart's 500 HP computer and picked up StarCraft II along with it so I can now finally play the sequel to the game I played regularly online for 4 years. Wow. I was surprised to get that big ticket item because I got to Wally World an hour after the sale kicked in and expected them to be emptied out. But they still had 7 left when I got there. I can now PC game. What is this Steam I hear of? Other than that, I picked up NBA 2K11 and SmackDown versus Raw 2011 for $30 a piece.
For the NBA.
Yeah. $30 a piece there also. And to conclude my awesome credit card bill for November, I topped it off with 2 towels, $4.50 each. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving, Black Friday / Cyber Monday shopping spree. Later, your homie G, Dale Coolis.
Hey, Dale, let me know what console you got NBA 2K on. Because I'm looking for challengers.
Have you seen his gamer score? He probably got it for the PS3. I'm sorry, for the Xbox.
360? That's true.
Yeah,
his gamer,
yeah,
store,
probably
gamer score
did.
Is something ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is for
sure. Got to get those penis points.
Hell yeah.
Guys, I got to tell you, I'm excited. This is a first for me. After joining the show, we have a girl wrote into the show. A female.
Well, my mom
wrote
nice
into
every once
the show. And you
it
know
is
what?
Close to Christmas.
She is
or it could
cute.
Be your mom looking for where the hell I went.
Heyo, but no, actually, it is Miss Rhodey herself, Amy Kirkman. She
oh,
says,
Jeff
"Hello,
snappity
Indus."
Snap.
Yeah. She said, anyway, she says, first time email, short time listener, vitamin A
short
from
time
Twitter
listener.
Here.
Nice. At least she's honest.
Your question, did you take advantage of any sweet sales on Black Friday or Cyber Monday? My answer, heck yeah, I did. The Black Friday Cyber Monday shopping weekend was motivated by a race. The race to 10K. Your awesome roadie, a.k.a. my favorite guy, and myself had decided to see who can reach 10,000 Xbox gamer score first. So, of course, I was watching Amazon deals like a hawk. Now, I'm usually a shopper that enjoys picking up a deal or two around the holiday shopping season. But, wow, there were some amazing deals this last weekend. I managed to pick up Mass Effect 2 for $10. She still needs to play the first one, she says. Left 4 Dead 2 for $10 for the Xbox, and Singularity for $20. Uncharted for $15 for the PlayStation 3. GameStop also had used games, buy 2, get 1 free, so I went all out trying to find several Xbox games to win the race. Some gamer score increasing games that I also picked up over the weekend include Bioshock, Oblivion, The Chronicles of Riddick. Also picked up Prey for $4. That's actually, you know what, Prey's not a bad game. $4 is a steal. Just started it last night, and it's pretty fun so far. And the GamerScore points have been worth every penny. As of right now, our GamerScores are me, 5,285, and Nico, 5,445. So root for who you'd like to see win. Game on.
I'm surprised Nico didn't mention this last week when you guys recorded. I thought he would totally pimp the competition.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. That was
He talked about it behind the scenes a little bit, and, like in a thread. Yeah.
And Amy, if Nico's not listening, if you can find a copy, you probably can really cheap right now of NBA 2K7.
And then King Kong.
I think 2K7 is one. I think I'm not sure if I know they had restrictions on games they could not play. I'm pretty sure NBA 2K7 wasn't on there. You can just go in there and sim games for like 12 minutes.
That's the thing. It said that one of the rules was not to get something that you wouldn't normally buy.
Oh. Well, so
who doesn't like Avatar of the Last Airbender?
But
who
I heard
like
Amy
that?
Loves basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, she's a huge fan of
the
Portland
Trailblazers. Blazers, yeah. Big Brandon Roy fan.
Huge. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so... By the way, and Miami spanked the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight, which really pissed me off. Anyway, sidebar.
Who cares?
But okay, never mind. I'm not going to give my suggestion because well,
can I just I want to throw something out there for this this little competition that they're having. So when they first put the post up, Amy had was at 37.60 and Nico was at 49.55.
Okay.
Now Amy's at 52.70 and Nico is at 54.45.
Oh, damn.
In 5 days, Amy grabbed like 1,500 points and Project got just under 500. So
Amy's on the rise, man.
Yeah, I think Amy's
on
got
the mission.
This. Actually, I'm looking at it right now. Amy
I
is
see
now
Amy online more than Nico. But that could be hours, though.
Yeah.
Well, he's working regular hours now.
Amy is currently at 5,400. And let's see if I can find Nico really fast. And Nico is at 54.45 still. I'm going with Amy. I'm going with Amy.
She's got that intensity, man.
Totally.
She did. I originally went with Amy, but you know what? I'm going to back my boy Nico just because he needs some support. So don't let me down, Nico. Don't let me down.
Don't puss out, Nico.
Yeah. Halo Sunday.
Hello Sunday. What? Hey, it's the Five Cobras. Well, on to your question. Black Friday was the shit. My brother, girlfriend, and I went to Best Buy at 3 a.m. and camped out there as the line of people went from 10 to 70 plus. Our Best Buy let the first 20 people go into a waiting room and play Connect and Move, which was really great of them. Anyway, I bought Need for Speed 2, two copies of Metal Gear Solid 4, and a Zune that was on the cheap. Later, we went to GameStop and bought 8 strategy guides that were $3 a piece. I even bought guides for games I'd never buy. I also picked up a used PS2 Slim, Demon Souls, a Street Fighter TE stick, Assassin's Creed 2, Def Jam What Up. That was on the cheap as well.
That's insane.
And then for Cyber Monday, I got me a Sony Bravia 46-inch.
Damn.
Very, very excited. Anyway, have
Christmas
a good
for yourself.
One. Yeah.
I was going to say, my birthday's coming up, Five Cobras. Just, you know, just saying. I'm out there. You know, love you.
Yeah. Anyway, have a good one in this. And BT Dubs, why don't you guys ever talk about what you manly men are drinking anymore? Well, whoa, dude, weren't you freaking listening to the beginning of the show? We totally did.
Well, Travis, you've been doing that pretty much for every show for the past while, I think.
Rude? God. Anyway,
we've just been drinking boring shit.
Yeah, actually, I've been drinking water and coffee the last few weeks.
That's true.
So,
Well, vodka and water isn't exactly fucking exciting either.
Right.
So.
I hear you. Well, it's okay. Well, thank you, Cobras. Good stuff. And, dude, where do you work?
Seriously? Real, dude.
Mad Halo credits.
Mad Halo credits.
Just fall out of his pocket, man. It's nuts. All right. Well, let's bring in Jason A. Striker's favorite fruit, tamarine.
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 Tamarine ding dong.
T-Laz.
What's up, Interactive Distractions? This is Tamarindelli Z, here to answer your question of the week. Only got one gaming-related item, and that was Infamous at GameStop. They were basically having a sale for any greatest hits title was basically half priced, and I had like a gaming coupon, and I managed to bring it down to $10, which is a real steal because the game's worth a lot more than that.
It's damn fantastic. Right.
I went to Best Buy to see if I could get something else earlier than that before the GameStop trip, but there didn't seem to be anything that was really worth my time there. I mean, their deals were shit, at least in my opinion. I mean, all they had was basically console deals, and the only three games I saw that were really on sale were Bloodstone, which is a rental at best. Medal of Honor, I got Black Ops, so I don't need it.
Woot.
And then The Sims 3, which I'm already going through life right now. I don't need to go through a virtual life. So, yeah, I mean,
true,
I'm really kicking myself in the balls because I didn't go to Walmart because they had the God of War collection and COD4 for $10 each, and I need those two in my collection.
True.
Haven't played through COD4 and haven't played through God of War 2, and I really need to play those.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I got Infamous.
Those games suck.
It wasn't all robust. I mean, it's really fun. It's really addictive. It's been taken away for my Black Ops time, which we all know, according to Travis, it's the truth. But yeah, that's
I love Black Ops.
Nothing interesting. Keep up the great work, and I'll continue listening. In this fest. Truce.
In this fest. Only 50 more weeks, man.
It's getting close, guys. I'm nervous.
Oh shit! I completely forgot what I was going to say now.
Good job.
I know. I'm awesome.
Good job, Chris. Someone who's not forgetting what they were going to say is our buddy JG92. Haven't written back in a while. He says, hey, guys, sorry I haven't emailed in a while, but I'm back with you and hoping to continue emailing again every week. So what loot did I get on Black Friday? Well, personally, I got nothing. Well, since I'm in England. Although my family in Canada land swiped me the Rock Band 3 game and keyboard for the PS3 from some store that had a massive reduction on literally everything. I think it was like 80% off or something. I should have had it in time. I should have it in time for Christmas. Thanks, guys. Awesome shows as usual. Lots of love in that heterosexual way. JG92.
No homo.
No homo. At all.
No homo.
I like that guy. I like to know where his family was shopping to get shit for 80% off. That sounds pretty enticing to me. I don't know. I could be wrong. Moving on to our final question of the week. It comes from Craig McKenna, a.k.a. our buddy in Scotland, Big C3. Hey, guys, I hope this makes it on time. I thought I'd email in and let you know about the one Black Friday week deal I jumped on, Age of Empires 3, for only 10 cents?
Oh, wow.
However, 10 cents.
Wow, how'd you do that?
However, due to the non-existent Microsoft exchange rate, it costs 10 British pennies, which equates to about 14 cents.
Also about 20 Canadian dollars.
He says, yes, I'm complaining about 4 cents. Boo you, Microsoft. Have a good one, Big C3. Well, yeah, you can't complain about that.
No, hell no, you can't.
Can't complain about that whatsoever. So, anyway, that's all we have on the email and voicemail front for the question of the week, guys. We haven't talked about this much. Now, I did some stuff, but did you two do anything for Black Friday? Well, I mean, Jeff, I know you're in Canada, but
I didn't do shit for Black Friday because we don't celebrate Black Friday here. It's not like a big thing. We have the whole Boxing Day thing. But what I did do, I went and bought Need for Speed Hot Pursuit and Gran Turismo 5 for full price.
Wow, nice.
Yep. But nice. I did manage to steal a Logitech GT Driving Force wheel for 100 instead of 150.
Right.
Okay, that's cool.
Hey, if it's any consolation due to exchange rate and the toilet bowl shaped economy of the States
seriously.
You still got that $10 less, $10 less than we would.
If it wasn't for Black Friday, I probably wouldn't have bought all that stuff on that day. Because I just got, I was like, everyone's buying cool shit.
I want to buy something.
I don't want to feel left out.
I got a question, though. So does Amazon have, like, an Amazon CA?
Yeah, Amazon CA sucks. Like, really? It is fucking terrible.
Wouldn't be able to take part in any of the awesome sales that we have? Because, like, they're doing, like, they're doing Cyber Monday stuff all week long.
Oh, yeah, it's like Cyber Week, basically. I tell you the truth, I haven't really checked CA. I stopped checking CA because CA is so terrible. Like, they hardly have everything on it, anything at all. But, I mean, if I really wanted to do something, I could easily buy something and have it shipped to someone I know who lives in the United States, and that's quite a few people.
Right.
But, yeah, I just was just, I didn't think about it, and I have no patience. But no, Amazon.ca, I don't think, has the same kind of deals that .com does at all, because I'm pretty sure I would have known about them.
Yeah.
Because there are some great fucking deals, like on stuff like, someone actually posted a thing, like, I can't remember who it was, might have been Oates, actually, posted a thing on Amazon was having a thing for the Logitech wheels, like the expensive ones were on sale for like $90 or $80, something like that, but of course they don't ship to Canada. And I was like, well, that's a lot of money to even have shipped, like, to someone I know in the States and have them ship it to me. I'm like, it's not really worth it at that point.
Yeah, at that point, at that point, it ends up being more than if you would have bought a regular price.
Yeah, exactly.
True that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I actually picked up. I remember what I was going to say during Tamron's T Laz's voicemail. He was talking about Best Buy's deals. Best Buy had one deal that I was interested in, and I actually got like. Due to like whatever their however they handle reward zone stuff, I got like a preview of their Black Friday deals, or and one of them was Need for Speed for $35, and I was able to get it the Monday before Thanksgiving. I went on to get it and it was sold out before I even got a chance to try and buy it. So, come to find out that. Later on Black Friday, Amazon had the same deal for $35. But he was right about Best Buy, though. They really didn't have much of anything. They had a GPS that I was looking at because I got a GPS for my mom for Christmas. And it was $99 on Black Friday at Best Buy. And it was $89 regular price at Amazon. That was one of my purchases. I got a GPS with a stand and a case, and then I also got two copies of the same game. You guys know about the whole the Wii Remote Plus now that since they released it with like
It's basically standard now.
Yeah, it's you know what the Wii Remote should have been in the first place.
Yeah.
So is it the Nintendo licensed one or is it Nyko?
No, it's the Nintendo licensed one.
Huh, okay.
And they have that game Fling Smash that comes with it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Amazon had it for $32, which is $8 less than the controller by itself. So I grabbed two of those, one of them for my goddaughter for Christmas, and then one for myself so I could have the controller.
Right.
And, but that's pretty much the extent of my Black Friday shopping.
I will say, actually, Tanya did actually order a GPS as well from Amazon because she said they were really good deals. So maybe... I'm going to have to ask her if she got it on Amazon.com or .ca.
Yeah.
To see what.
Gotta have that GPS, man. Gotta have it.
Dude, every single time, like, Travis had one. I know Dane's, like, he uses his all the time, even though it doesn't always work. Brings you to, like, some random dude's house when we're trying to go to Big Pie in the Sky, which is always fun. but yeah, man, that's, you need that shit. I can barely find my way across the street.
Yeah, we didn't get lost in Canada when we were there because we had a GPS.
No, we didn't either.
No, neither did travel. Yeah, they were good too.
Yeah, it was cool stuff. I had to download an illegal torrent. Wink. Because mine factory came with just the States, so I had to get a torrent and download it into my to my GPS while we were at Jeff's. What I got, let's see, and I'm excited because my package from Amazon comes in tomorrow, so I'm really pumped to get it. Not too much gaming-wise. Like, the main thing I got was Infamous for $15.
Nice.
Also for $15, we were talking about Square Tax last week, Chrono Trigger for the DS, $14.99.
Yeah, I saw that. I almost jumped, and then I remembered that I wasn't buying any more games.
I'm going to be so excited to... be able to like just sit in bed before I go to sleep and just play some Chrono Trigger for a little bit. And I'm really excited for that. It's gonna be a good time. And then
don't you have a
PSP?
Oh no, you don't have a PSP. Never mind.
Oh no, I also got. Now I'm all about that Walking Dead TV show.
And oh, it's so got good.
Me, yeah, it's got me into the graphic novels.
Really?
So I picked me up a couple of graphic novels. They're $5. A piece, $5 cheaper than you can get them in store. So I got the next two volumes that I'm on. I think I got it's volume 5 and 6 that I'm on now. So I got those coming in tomorrow. I'm excited to start reading those. What else did I get? Infamous, that. The big thing, though, and I'm not afraid to say it on here because I know my wife doesn't listen to the show. So, I got her Christmas gift, which is kind of for both of ours. We kind of did a joint Christmas thing. You know, the dog was... We agreed the dog was part of it, and we're going to get some other bigger things.
So the dog chipped in?
For both of us. Yeah, you know.
Pull your weight, bitch.
Pull the clip. But,
as long as you're living under our roof.
But she doesn't know this
yet. It's funny how well that works, too.
She doesn't know this yet, but I picked up a high-def camcorder.
So you picked that up for her.
Yeah. Like I said, but it's going to be for us, for a family, because, you know, with the dogs and Christmas coming up, and we're actually going to be getting a brand new TV as well.
How does the dogs have to do with a brand new TV and a brand new camcorder?
There's nothing to do with it. This is an addition.
It's so they can
videotape
the dog.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Okay. Yeah.
So
come on, get with the times, man.
Sorry about that.
Yes, we're going to be videotaping the dog.
God, they don't videotape dogs in Canada. What the hell's your problem?
No, man, we got a bunch of beavers and moose. That's what we do.
Oh, we're going to be videotaping some... No, never. Anyway.
Yeah.
Wow, saw that coming.
No, actually, it's the Kodak ZI-8. It's the same exact camcorder that Jason has that he had me use for the Madden Grub video.
Yeah, that's what I got for E3,
out some
too.
That thing pumps some serious good quality.
Yeah, all of the E3 videos that you see on YouTube from us, those are all done with that camera.
And an external mic, come on, that's sexy. Yeah. Oh, the input for it is really good.
Yeah, the input, yeah. That was very useful. But keep in mind that if you have a powered mic, that it sucks those batteries dry.
Yeah, I got an extra 32 gig card, and I got an extra battery too.
Nice, because
all that was on the cheap.
Good deal. That's a sexy little camera too, man.
I love it. It's great, man. Yeah. Like if anyone is in the market for a high def camcorder, that ZI-8 is, it's hot, man.
Yeah.
It's hot as fire.
That makes three members of Indus that have one.
Yeah,
and excited. If you have a dog, it's very easy to convince your wife and or girlfriend to pick one up for them.
That's right.
Well, no, she doesn't know. She doesn't know I got it for her.
Oh, I know.
It was actually a spontaneous purchase.
For her.
I feel like it.
I'm just joking. Her. I've done the whole buying a gift for someone else when really it's like for yourself thing. It's,
but she's
come on,
totally going to use it a lot. So
I know. She just...
Now I feel like a dick.
No. Dude, you're a guy. We've all been there. We've all done it.
Okay, I think we have rung.
I thought you liked Mortal Kombat. What the hell?
But it's got DC too.
Exactly.
DC.
Baby, you were telling me you wanted to get into Street Fighter. I don't know what the problem is.
Exactly. Oh, well, you don't want to use it? Okay, fine. Well, I have another TE stick. That's cool. That's whatever. You don't like my gift. It's fine.
Well, guys, I think we have wrung this question of the week dry. So,
well, then, what does Repeat have to say about some new releases?
I don't know. Let's ask him.
Okay, so there's really very, very little coming out next week. The most interesting thing is a WiiWare title of all things, and that is Fluidity. Now, this is some sort of a puzzle game where you put a big blob of water, you got to sort of flow around the environment by tilting a remote and stuff. It actually looks pretty damn cool. So, yeah, maybe time to dust off the Wii and check out WiiWare again. And that's pretty much it. I guess there's the Tron movie game, which is probably going to be nowhere near as good as Tron 2.0, which is absolutely fantastic, as this is probably movie cash-in, so it'll probably be shit. So, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's really not much coming out.
Not much. We call that slim pickings.
Yeah, here's the rest of the slim pickings. Venetica? I'm not even sure what that is. It's a budget game from Atari. Sounds like great. Sounds like fun. SBKX Superbike World Championship. And Tron is coming out for every system, just so you guys know that ahead of time. Let's see. 360 is getting... what did I do? Okay. Brunswick Pro Bowling, SBKX, and Tron Evolution. Let's see. Oh, here comes some of the good stuff. The Wii is getting Yu-Gi-Oh! 5D's Dual Transfer. Or Transer, sorry, Transer. Yogi Bear, the video game, because, you know, we needed that. Sniper Elite. And New Fitness First Yoga and Pilates. And actually, Repeat always forgets that about the Sunday releases. Nintendo Sunday releases Super Mario All-Stars Limited Edition.
Okay, that's cool. Basically all the All-Stars games on one disc, right?
Right.
That's cool.
Isn't that the same thing as the All-Stars on one cartridge? Or does it come with anything new?
I think it's got something new on it. But it's pretty much the same thing.
Does it upres the graphics or anything? Or?
I don't think so. I think
actually, it comes with a whole other level.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
Oh, my God.
The elusive 8.5 world is on there.
8.5. Hey, did you ever get to world negative 1? There's a negative 2 now. You guys know
cool
about
story, bro.
Cool.
What?
Go fuck yourself. You guys know about the negative world, right?
No, I have no idea.
No,
are
I
you
don't.
In Mario?
Yeah.
In the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The first one. Hell yeah. I thought it was something like new. Yeah. Don't ask me how to get it. No fucking clue. Don't remember. But I remember of it.
I remember. That's
play the game really, really, really well.
DS is getting a bunch of shit. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So
did no one buy Epic Mickey?
Nobody bought Epic Mickey, no. Pick of the week.
Fuck.
God. Mario All
What's on PSN and Xbox Live next week?
Let's...
Are those on there?
I can try and look that up for you.
So definitely gotta get it, because so me and Travis will try to shoot the shit before that. So, well, if you haven't bought something... yo, I'm gonna go, with, like, fucking get Need for... Well, I know it's a repeat, but Need for Speed or Gran Turismo? Good games. Just saying. Or, you know what, save up for, you know, buy your parents or loved one or buy yourself a really good Christmas present of something you wanted for, like, the past year.
Maybe, buy your wife a grill. Buy something that you will use, too.
Yeah, actually, that big screen TV, you're both going to watch it. You're both going to watch it. Just saying.
Yeah. It's for her.
And if you're lucky, you might end up being able to convince them to pay for half. Just saying.
If you're good enough.
Yeah.
Chris, did you find what you're looking for yet?
Shit next week. I can't drag this out anymore.
I can't find it. That's not long enough for me to find the shit. It's all in, you know, hidden in the net. But
that's what she said.
Yep. Well, there's here we go. 12-7. Yeah, not much. I don't think they have anything listed.
Play
that's
something
new.
Play something in your backlog, or play something you just bought last week. That's
there you
what
go.
I'm gonna do.
I'm gonna say Mario All Stars personally.
Yeah, so. Me too.
And I have to admit that
I don't know.
The Venetica looks kind of weird. It looks like it might be a character action game. I have no idea.
It looks kind of weird. That's
a ringing endorsement.
I know. Ringing endorsement.
Sign me up.
All I know is that the cover is a chick with a blade.
Okay, how many games with a cover with a chick with a blade have turned out well?
Shut up, Jeff.
Just saying. Are they gonna have a limited edition? Maybe that they might exclusively reveal on our show and happen not to have them anymore. Just wondering.
It's not by that company. All right, cool. Let's do some emails.
All right. We're going to start off with our buddy Jack Bawa. He says, hey, guys, and Travis, why is that when Japanese games have rubbish English voiceovers, some prefer to use the Japanese voices with the English subs? Despite the majority of them not being able to understand a single word of Japanese, surely it would be better to listen to bad voices than reading subtitles with gibberish playing over it. Also, what toilet paper do you use?
What?
Jack Bauer. toilet paper? Really?
Toilet paper?
The white kind.
The white. Dude, I cannot. It's got to be at least 2-ply for me. Like, if. You know when you're going to, like, your workplace and it's, like, the worst toilet paper ever?
Oh, it's like paper. It's loose leaf paper.
Like paper cut your
My workplace actually has real toilet paper.
Really?
Yeah, oh, really?
They have real 2-ply toilet paper.
We get the we get this toilet paper here that's it has like lotion like built into it.
Yeah, like,
it's kind of weird, but it's comfortable as hell.
Well, dude, my old place, our neighbors had to borrow toilet paper because I guess they ran out, and the guy who used to buy our toilet paper, like, he bought the good shit, like a triple. Like, I mean, this shit was like wiping your ass with a fucking cloud. It was fucking awesome.
Wiping your ass with a cloud.
It was great. And then like it just. So they borrowed it, so we're like, oh, and then one day as a joke, like, oh, here's your toilet paper. We're like, we didn't expect him to, like, give us one, a roll back, but he did. But it was, like, single-ply crap. And then we made, like, this long-going joke. We never actually used it. We just put it on, like, our mantle. We had this kind of, like, bar area and just kept it there. like, you know, like a drink on it, whatever.
You use it to roll your cigarette tobacco.
Exactly. Yeah, pretty much.
And I say that with quotes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
Jack's main question though with the using English dubbing or bad English dubbing versus
dubbing.
The English subtitles with the Japanese vocals, play Star Ocean till the end of time and you will be begging for the original Japanese track. That game is a cesspool for your ears.
Wow,
like it's bad. Really, really bad. Now, check that. Go back to, I don't know what episode it was, but it was months, I think even like a year ago, earlier on with the Amplified Gamers, they did a feature on some of the worst like vocal tracks, English vocal tracks, and they actually have like samples from those games. Listen to that, Jack, and to ask people why they're using like original Japanese voice tracks and with English subtitles. That stuff gets bad sometimes. Really, really does.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And if you're using a Japanese track, you know, even if they're acting bad, you don't know it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I was playing Devil May Cry 4 a couple weeks ago. I just reinstalled that because I was into like this character action game thing when I was like playing Bayonetta and stuff. The intro music to song to that where the girl's singing, I've never listened to it in Japanese, but in English, it is just terrible. I'm like, seriously, these are the lyrics of the song? Like, this can't be right. Something's lost in translation here. Not saying that Capcom would be, like, awesome songwriters, whoever did the song, but I'm just saying, listen to that, and, yeah, it's good times.
And sometimes swapping it over to what would be the native language is sometimes it works, like, for some time, for Assassin's Creed 2, I didn't do it with Brotherhood, but for Assassin's Creed 2, I put the entire game in Italian, and it was awesome.
I heard they swear a hell of a lot more in the Italian one.
It was awesome. Yeah, they do, but it's subtitled. They really let loose subtitles.
Yeah.
It's like,
you listen to Giant Bomb at all?
Yeah, one of them's Italian, and he
Yeah, Vinny's Italian, and he was doing it. He knows, like, he can, like, speak some Italian, he can understand it pretty well, and he said that even when you play an Italian voice, but English subtitles, what they're saying in Italian isn't exactly what they put in subtitles. He said they, like, in terms of what they're saying in Italian is way worse than what they actually translated to in English in the subtitles.
Right.
That's, like, down there. I'm like, aw. I want to hear some crazy shit.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, that was that all for that question, guys? You feel like you've did it justice? You did Jack right?
I think we're good.
I think so.
Okay, cool. Well, let's see what Jeff's brother has to say about something.
My brother.
Hello, guys. This is Necro here.
what up, Necro?
Just got finished listening to your last episode while playing some COD Blops or whatever the hell
Bops.
The kids call it now these days. Anyways, nice show. Liked Glenn. He was pretty cool. Anyways, you guys answered a lot of questions. Two of them involved anger stuff and the hard achievements. And one of the most ridiculous things I've ever broke, because I just wanted to kind of chime in on these, was I was playing Final Fantasy XI, right? And there's this quest that you can do, and I don't even remember what it was for, really, but basically, if you screw it up, you can't get the item and you can't ever do the quest again. And MMOs aren't like, regular games where you can just pause, reload, save, or, whatever, right? So I fucked this up. I fucked this quest all up and I didn't get my item that I was supposed to get for doing it. And so I decided that it would be a good idea to punch my laptop. Like... I punched the screen.
Good idea.
Straight on. Destroyed it. So yeah, I broke a laptop.
Over
Final Fantasy XI, which in retrospect probably wasn't a good idea because that laptop was also the graduation present that my mom bought me, and that didn't go over too well.
Just walk upstairs and ask her if she can buy anything.
You can expect, but. Anyways, the other one was about the hard achievements, right? This one, there's been a ton that I've done, because, I have no life, right? Like, my gamer score is like 100,000 or something. Almost.
Oh, my God.
So, I've gotten a ton of achievements and a ton of trophies. But one of the more recent, like, just ridiculous tasks that I can't even believe I did was I, for whatever reason, decided to platinum The Saboteur. And I had it on PS3. Obviously. Anyways, and so if you played this game, you know that, you know, it's basically like GTA, only set in World War II, and you're fighting against them Nazis, right? So one of the things you can do, and there's like four or five achievements for it, is there are different sectors of the map, and each sector of the map has these things that they call free play targets, which are basically Nazi buildings, Nazi anti-aircraft guns, propaganda speakers, you know, things of that nature, and you're basically taking them out to inspire the people. And the crazy thing is that there's probably, and I'm spitballing here, but there's probably about 1,000 or so on the map completely. Like, you know, it's just, it's insane. Not to mention all the other stuff you have to do in the game. So that was a long, long, tedious process, and I gotta say, really the only thing that got me through it is when I do a lot of tedious stuff in games, I usually mute the sound in the game and then just load up a podcast and listen to the podcast or some music. So I definitely ended up listening to a lot of you guys and a lot of Bombcast. So, but that was pretty cool. Anyways, guys, have a good show, and we'll catch you later.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Cool. Thanks, bud.
I love how he took a minute. I love how he took a minute just to tell us pretty much what The Saboteur is all about. Like, a game that came out like 6 months ago, like what it was all about. It's like, Necro, I'm like, thanks for telling us a whole bunch of shit that we already knew, but if I wanted to do that, like, I'd go listen to IGN or something.
I played
like,
this game, Sonic the Hedgehog 4, Episode 1, and if it's this game where you're a character.
It's about this blue
jumping
hedgehog that's got spikes and runs really fast and wears sneakers.
We only make fun, Necro, because we love you. That's
we jest.
Do.
Like, I seriously, I love that kid. He's like one of my CODBOPS brothers. Like,
no,
we've never
real
played. Like, I think he has it on 360, so we've never played yet.
Yeah,
I haven't double dipped yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got.
Dude's
got
to come.
Bops,
dude, Necro. Halo Reach Sunday. Yesterday, you better be there, or you better have been there.
Yesterday.
Oh shit,
Jeff, you're so funny.
Hey,
now,
Halo Reach
now
is on my Amazon wishlist right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, dude, I saw that. And I'm going to be like, I was so proud. And I'm like, it's not going to change anything because you're going to play it. And you'll be like,
this sucks. No, actually, I saw Lisa playing it. And I was like, it looks good, man. And I'm into the sci-fi, so, you know, who knows?
Yeah, if you like the sci-fi, you might like it. Yeah, it's true.
Now, real quick, we're almost done with emails, but Jeff, we have a new Twitter.
We have a new Twitter thing. Yeah,
there's a new entity in the Twitter service.
We're
for
giving
us.
It a shot.
What is this?
We're giving
it
a shot. See how it happens, because I mean, there's a lot of people on the Twitters these days, and everyone's gotten used to like talking in 140 characters or less. So if you
haven't.
If you want to hit us up for like a quick question or not, we don't want to pertain really to the question of the week, because question of the week is usually going to take a bit longer. But if you have anything to ask us, tell us pretty much anything at all, you can hit us up at In This Questions on Twitter. So at In This Questions, pretty simple. We're trying out this week. First week, we got a couple. Actually, we got actually quite a few, but a couple we're going to read. Number one comes from actually Random, who's Justin over at 360 Nation, a brother podcast of ours. He says, VGAs, the Spike VGAs coming up. Why are multi-platform titles being nominated for console-specific awards?
Because there's not enough good exclusives to make it onto the list.
True that.
Do you think that's why?
Yes, that is why. That is why I think it is. I haven't even looked at the VGA list. I mean, first of all, I don't look at the VGAs as anything special anyway. But I mean, most of the time, that's what, when it comes to awards, that's what I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
This year, actually, to tell you the truth, I am kind of trying. I'm trying to figure out. Like last year, there's no excuse, especially on the PS3, because PS3 had a fucking kick-ass
ton
of
exclusives
last
lineup.
Year. Yeah. This year, I am kind of trying to put them together. I'm like, well, I can maybe name three on each, maybe. But that that bugs me too. When I'm just like best PS3 game, Call of Duty, like best best 360 game, like Need for Speed. Like, but it doesn't really make sense because this is my problem with VGAs. It's not consistent. It's like when one wins best 360 game and one wins best PS3 game and neither of those games are in Game of the Year, it doesn't really make sense. It's like,
doesn't
what?
Make sense.
What happened there?
Yeah, so, like movie or TV award shows, like the Oscars or the Emmys, like especially with the Oscars.
Yeah.
Usually, it's like one specific thing that really takes it all. Like they'll have like 8 or 9, like, you know,
nominations.
Not even that. Like wins.
Oh well, yeah.
They're so one sided some years. So most of the time, they're one sided. And yeah, I agree. There is no consistency. It's so random.
Hey, what good PS3 exclusives did we get this year?
This year, GT5. Oh, that was the big thing this year. They're saying that's why, because like they pushed everything to the next year, like Killzone Armageddon. And so like there's GT5. There's
Heavy
definitely
Rain.
Something was Heavy Rain this year. Yeah, yep. It was this year. Yeah,
God of War Rain, 3, Heavy GT5, Rain,
God of War 3. That is it. Okay. I think
because they have on their PS3 the VGAs, they have on their PS3 best game is Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That doesn't
really.
Now, Xbox 360 has all exclusives. They've got Alan Wake, Fable 3, Halo Reach, and Mass Effect 2.
Well, this year was like last year for Sony. Like, yeah. This year, the Microsoft, like 360 had the AAA exclusives, like bar none. But then you're looking at next year. When I look at next year's schedule, besides Gears of War 3, there's nothing on 360 that is exclusive that, like, that's even been announced.
Yeah,
but
on the other hand,
on PS3,
yeah, it's like
gonna,
every other
like
year,
a ton.
Right?
Yeah, it's like they alternate, but I see where Justin's coming from, because like Red Dead Redemption, like that could be, I guess, a game of the year, but it's kind of, I don't know, like, I guess,
I don't see a best multi-platform game, so I guess it makes sense to put those in with the...
In
those categories.
True.
So, I think that's the... Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird all around, but yeah, there's not a best multi-platform. So, you know, where else are you going to stick Red Dead Redemption?
In that case, they need to get rid of the Xbox and PlayStation centric awards and just stick to genre.
Yeah,
because
at this point, to tell you the truth, like besides exclusive, like this isn't like 16-bit era and 8-bit era where there's kind of a big difference in technology. Like, 360 and PS3 are pretty damn close. Like, multi-platform games, at this point, pretty much look and play identically to each other. And
right.
Exclusive games, there will be differences here and there, for sure. But for the most part, each one's got their ups and their downs. So, I'm with Travis. Like, just throw them out being like, random, game of the year, best graphics. Who cares about platform? Just fucking just throw it out there. And then, unless you're including the Wii, because you can put that aside and be like, best shitty game no one played or something.
Right, yeah,
but no, I hear you, man. I mean, that's what they should do, man. I agree with Chad. Like, they should just throw out the platform specific and just stick to best game of the year, graphics of the year, sound of the year, whatever you want to do.
Right,
dev of the year.
Well, Jeff, throw us one more in this question from the Twitters.
I got one more. This is actually from one of our regulars. A lot of people recognize his name. It is actually coming from Nabashin.
And, what's up, Bill?
He says, turn your name. You know what? Instead of asking the question, I'll just be like this. Change your name to Indus Cosby, and then we'll be set.
Oh, Jeff, you're getting hate mail for that next week.
Actually, it's not even from me. That's actually from Blue Steel. Blue Steel actually made that joke earlier on PGVO. But Nabishin says he changed his Twitter name today to... Indus Jeff. Oh, with a J. Oh, sorry, that's not him. He changed it to Indus Token and said, do you prefer my name to be on Twitter to be Nabishin186 or Indus Token?
Nabishin.
It's pretty Nabishin. Much unanimous. Nabishin.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how we know you, man.
There's too many of these. I don't know. Indus. I don't know why, but there's too many Indus.
It's confusing people.
Prefixed names right now.
Yes.
I'm actually thinking about dropping Indus Fest now that we have Indus Questions, because, you know, I was thinking about repurposing. I was thinking about repurposing Indus Fest for something else anyway.
Well, Indus Fest makes sense for when it's closer to the date, and people who are actually coming can follow stuff on there. That makes sense.
Yeah. I would still keep it though.
Just still keep it. Just don't up. Don't followers. Post anything on it.
Yeah,
just, like,
I haven't.
Leave it
yeah, nothing's
it.
Been posted on IndusFest yeah. since IndusFest.
Yeah,
so
that's fine.
It probably won't be. Yeah.
So, and just to keep it simple, like, we love you, Navishin, but Navishin, dude, or Cosby of Indus.
You're Navishin. Oh,
I know, I'm kidding. But yeah. And the rest of them are just kind of vulgar and
stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. I'm glad you said it, not me.
I'll say it, Jeff. It's cool. It's stupid.
But yeah, it's a new thing we're trying. If you guys want to hit it up, do it. If it doesn't work, doesn't work. No big deal.
Someone apparently needed questions. Some medication for something, but we don't know anything about that particular subject, so...
Well, Necro does.
Or good drugs. Just really good illegal drugs.
No, what I'm saying is I think he has that problem and he's asking us for advice.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And we don't have any experience in that, so I don't really know how to answer that
question. Well, I'm just going to say just don't sit on it.
You can still give advice.
Call your doctor.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what else we got? It's getting a little random in here.
It's time for another edition of... I've got a confession, and I think you won't mind. I kind of liked when you put it in my behind. Random questions from Aces High.
Hey, guys, what's going on? This is Aces High with another edition of Random Questions. Two questions this week, guys. The first question is, what is your favorite type of pastries, you know, out of pies and, like, donuts and stuff like that?
Ooh,
and out of that, like, what's your favorite flavor of that type? So it would be, like, you know, cherry pie or, like, a cream cheese donut, if as Jeff would say. But the second question is, out of the two cherry colas, cherry Coke or cherry Pepsi, which one do you like better? Later, guys.
I'm kidding. All right, Jeff. As Jeff would say, is cream cheese donut, because I've never said that in my life.
It doesn't matter. Give us your weird Canadian pastry.
A weird Canadian pastry? well, dude, I love my pie. I'm not going to lie to you. But one thing that always gets me, and I fucking loved them since I was like fucking 5 years old. And this has to count
fucking
as a fucking...
Tell us, Jeff. What the fuck?
This has to count as a fucking... It has to count as a pastry, but butter tarts, man. Oh,
butter
shit.
Tarts?
Oh, hell yeah.
Never heard of that. It sounds like cereal.
Sounds like what?
It could be a cereal, a real sugary cereal.
Have you never
cereal.
Had a butter tart?
No.
No, never heard of it.
Neither of you guys?
Like I said, it's a weird Canadian thing. I knew you were going to give us something you've never heard of.
Not a Canadian thing. Oh, dude, I'm totally sending you links to some shit. Dude, it's good stuff. It's basically like a pastry cup, kind of like a little mini, like a...
Cake? Well,
I'm afraid to say something now because if I say something, you'll be like, what the fuck is that? I don't even know what that is either. What's that, some crazy Canadian thing? So I don't even know. No, it's but I don't know.
It's not
They're
a cupcake?
Awesome. And there's not really like a, there's basically one flour. I mean, one flavor. Unless you want to put pecans in them, maybe some raisins. But
wow. Well, that's a really good transition to mine. Mine's pecan pie, man.
Shit, there you go.
I'm a sucker for that. I got to... Love that pecan pie. Stop this.
I tend to have a lot of experience in this particular field because of my friggin' cousin's bakery.
Yeah.
I blame my cousin for so me being good. Fat. Yeah, yeah. I'm a huge fan of cheesecake. I love cheesecake. My favorite is probably he actually does a blueberry crumb cheesecake, and it's pretty fucking fantastic. He's got that. He's got a bunch of other stuff, but you know, I think the blueberry crumb is what takes it. However, there is a particular pastry that I love just because of its name, and it's called a sfugliatelle. And
sfugliatelle.
Yes, and the reason I like it so much is probably because one of my friends, Tina. She actually spent like a month trying to learn how to say it, because if you see how it's spelled, you would never pronounce it sfugliatelle. So, I don't know. Interesting Italian pastry fact of the day.
Guys have never
Thanks,
had
Chris.
Butter tarts?
Never had butter tarts.
It's still on this butter tart thing.
I'm bringing them next time I see you guys. They're awesome.
Do it. And his last question was, what kind of cherry cola do you like better, Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
I don't like either. I don't like cherry soda.
Here comes a fucking another Canadian thing. We don't have cherry Coke or cherry Pepsi in Canada.
What? God,
we
you're
get
so
it every
weird.
Once in a while. We get it every once in a while. Like, oh, I'm weird. You guys want a butter tart, and I'm the weird one. But we don't have cherry Coke, and we're the weird ones. I see how it works, you double standard jerk. But I've only had cherry Coke, and it's okay. It mixes is great with Sailor. The cherry Coke Zero stuff. Jason.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was the first one to introduce me to that, and I thought
that was
pretty
damn
good.
It does go very well with Sailor, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoy it.
That is Tetruth.
Yep, and that's it for us, and that is the truth. There are no more emails or voicemails. We're set.
All right, cool. Let's do a question of the week.
Yeah. Right.
What video game loot would you like to own in real life? Weapons, armor, you know, different items from games, that kind of stuff. What do you guys want to know? What would you like to have in real life from a video game?
That's a really good question of the week, actually.
Well, I hope we get some responses for it. So
it'll make you think.
If you want to respond to the question of the week, drop us a line. That is email at interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. That number is 706. I had to think about it for a second. 706-760-4337.
It's like Leap, but it's not.
Follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F-F.
There's also Indus Roadie, Indus Pro, Indus Questions, and Indus Fest. That's too many Indus Twitters, people. God.
That is a lot of fucking Indus.
Indus Podcast on Facebook and Interactive Distractions on Cast Medium.
Mm-hmm. We
might have more news on that later.
We probably will soon.
And I think that is about it. You guys have anything else before we wrap up and get out of here?
I love
I need
you
to go
guys.
Get my A license, bitches.
Hey, I hear that GT5 doesn't require licenses.
No, that's something I actually forgot to mention. You do not have to do the licenses to play the game.
But they help
totally,
play the game.
Totally
we'll
optional.
We'll
you
add
get
that.
Experience.
We'll add that in post.
We're leaving it right here. It's fine.
You get experience
it's fine
to get money for doing them, but you do not have to.
Okay.
So a lot of people will like that.
That's right. That's right.
Although I like doing them.
I do too, because you learn more about the game.
Hell yeah, you do.
Good deal. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zoom Marketplace, please leave us a review. And head over to Cast Medium and leave us a review there, too. We would appreciate it. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.